You're listening to Raven, the talk show made on Women Talk Radio.
Women Power! Yeah, yeah. You unstoppable woman, it's your time to shine. Boom, women, turning your life around. Girl, you got the power, there's no you can't achieve. Can nobody stop you?
Welcome to the new Women Power Talk Radio for the boomer women and the men who love them. We bring unstoppable women of power right here each week so that you can be mentored from them and begin to turn your dreams, whether it's to start your own home-based business or whether it's a dream to start doing more traveling or to retire and be able to still make money, or maybe it's your dream to be the best person that you can be and to leave a legacy. A lot of people, they're thinking, okay, 2009 is around the corner, and I still haven't kicked off this weight from 2007, and I'm in 2008. How am I ever going to catch up? Is my dream of being able to fit into that low back, showing my legs, slit over here, dip in the back, all those beautiful holiday dresses, I can't get in them. And I've got 3 weeks before this Christmas party or before this special event that I want to go to. Or I've got less than 6 weeks before it's New Year's Eve, and I want to wear that dress. I want to look good. Well, you know what? We have a motivational speaker and fitness expert, Kathleen Pagnini, right here. And she's going to share with us how we can begin to improve our balance and self-control. And with that comes a leaner, more healthier body. Who knows? You might be able to fit into that dress. We're going to ask her if she can really throw out some deep, dark secrets that can kind of help us out a little bit. But before I bring this fantastic lady on, who came highly recommended through a friend of mine, Lisa Kitcher, one of my biggest mentors. She's also my host of the MLM Diva show and very close friend. So when Lisa says, hey, somebody's got to be on your show, they coming on. That's all. You know, everything stops. Lisa said it. It's got to be true. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Again, she's a motivational speaker and fitness expert. Her name, Kathleen Pagnini. And she's the owner and founder of Pagnini Pilates, LLC, located in Scottsdale, Arizona. She has been a certified personal trainer and Pilates instructor for 30 years, instructing clients all over the world from all walks of life, including single and working moms, some of us grandmoms too, corporate executives, teenagers, and seniors, to professional golfers and athletes. She is also author of a new DVD called Pilates and Chocolate. Yes, Pilates and Chocolate is the name of it. And she's going to tell you more about it, how it can assist you, where to get it, and why the two are such a great combination. Kathleen, welcome to Women Power Talk Radio, you unstoppable woman of power. How you doing?
Oh, thanks, Raven. It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we get going, our Women Power listeners, they love stories. So tell us a little bit about yourself as far as what made you decide to do Pilates and Chocolate and, you know, where you came from. I know you're a fitness expert. Have you always been one? Just give us a scoop on you in a couple minutes or so. Can you do that?
I sure can. I am currently 48 years old.
Looking every bit of 30, I might add.
You're so sweet. I'm from a family of eight. Uh-huh. Number seven of eight. I was born in L.A., but I've lived all over the country and traveled all over the world. And I've been in fitness for so long, worked with so many different people. They come to me to work on their bodies, but ultimately they always tell me, end up telling me, these women and men, mm-hmm. about their emotional issues, about their problems. So I become their therapist as well.
I bet you do.
Oh, yes. It's been very interesting. I've learned a lot through them, and I thank my clients in the past for what I've learned. And just working with these people and understanding what their motives are and where they want to be and where they've been and trying to get to their goals, personal and emotional goals, has been a very learning experience for me. And through the 30 years on and off, actually nonstop, because I've also been in the corporate world as a single working parent, working mother, working in a Wall Street environment as a stockbroker, and I did the fitness on the side. And so I was running around working 2-3 jobs at a time, trying to make ends meet. But my passion has always been fitness and the person and the whole body, mind, body, soul, spirit, because I believe that's really what gives us happiness and takes us to the place where we need to be. I wanted to actually affect more people in more ways of all ages, especially kind of where I am going through right now, experiencing midlife, menopause, hot flashes, food cravings, and one that I can, excuse me, think of in particular is chocolate.
Oh, yeah, and everybody loves chocolate.
I love chocolate. Mm-hmm. I mean, and nothing makes me feel better than to bite on a piece of chocolate, especially the dark chocolate. And I found that sometimes I probably could eat a little bit more chocolate than I need to be eating. And I knew that there was something else going on with me to have me behave in that manner as far as overdoing a little bit too much of a good thing. So I wanted to kind of put something all together that encompasses the whole body and really understanding myself, why I experience these cravings, what happens with these mood swings, and I know the hot flashes are a part of life, but being better able to manage myself, understand my strengths, where I lack, what areas that I could really control and the areas that I can change in my life, and that helps for me to be a better person to all I meet. And the reason I chose Pilates and chocolate, because not only does exercise and chocolate help you feel a little bit better, they raise the serotonin levels in your brain, they give you that feeling of well-being, and so I chose those two together because it actually exemplifies where we all are in our lives and what we're trying to accomplish, which basically we all want to be happy. That's the bottom line, as far as I'm concerned. We do things and we live our lives in order to find that happiness, whether it's in a relationship, a job, with our children, or whatever it is. So I kind of chose those two because, number one, Pilates, by the mere fact of the focus and precision required to do and move your body in the most efficient manner in less time, can create a body and an awareness that you actually take with you in your job, picking up your children, driving your car, and simply even eating a piece of chocolate because you're a little bit more aware of what's going on inside of you from the inside out. And I find that sometimes things in life are a little bit too hard for us to deal with mentally or emotionally. We've got jobs, we've got kids, we've got husbands, we have this whole series of things that we must balance, and actually as women we always try to do everything perfectly, and since we're so good at multitasking everything, we have a million things to do and we try to do everything perfectly. So Pilates actually enables you to gain control of how you move, at least, and what you're thinking, because you actually have to go there. You actually have to find out where your muscles are, how to engage, and you take some time to focus and think about what you're doing physically. That behavior over a period of time naturally translates into your everyday life. You start to think about how you're standing. You start to look a little bit taller. And just by mere fact of your posture improving, people look at you differently. You start to exude this self-confidence, this grace, this balance that will carry into all other areas of your life, even when you're addressing your husband, your children, picking up a bag of groceries, picking up your children. You're not going to lean over and pick them up the wrong way. You're going to be very aware of how you lift things, how you drive, you know, turning around the corner, looking around your shoulder. You know, there'll be less chance of injury and neck ache and headaches and depression, because it all kind of ties together.
That's really important when you talk about picking up and doing it correctly. Myself and a lot of the listeners are in their 50s and 60s, so that's even more important because our bodies change as we get older, you know, and doing something, picking them up wrong can really cause a lot of pain and in some cases keep us down for a while.
Exactly, Raven, exactly. My goal was just to help the women out there, anybody who wants to be able to just live their life, but actually in a more efficient manner. You know, when you're reaching something overhead, when you're lifting a heavy box and putting it up in the cupboard, a lot of times we shrug our shoulders up by our ears and we think that's helping us get that extra inch. But what happens is we lose that core stability and the balance, and it goes right to that low back or right to your neck.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how we move and day-to-day movements will help us immensely in just doing everything more, with proper control and with more efficiency, so we can better enjoy the other things in life that we have that are out there.
Yeah. So Pilates and chocolate, they really go together? Tell us about that.
Well, because we're actually going down deep inside of ourselves and becoming more aware of ourselves and our bodies, the chocolate to me represents, besides that feeling of well-being, it also represents those things in life that we tend to maybe overdo, whether it's overwork or overeat or overdrink or anything that helps us maybe feel a little better for the moment, you know. But you know what? We end up going back to where we were the next morning. We feel the same. So chocolate to me represents that decadence in life that maybe we need a little bit more control over and a little bit more balance over. I mean, you can still have your chocolate. You can still eat your chocolate. You can still have your hot wings. You can still drink your glass of wine. And but it's really about why. Why are we eating, you know, all of the chocolate, the whole bag? Why are we, you know, drinking the whole bottle or two? Or why, you know, why do we do some of the things we do? And it's really kind of, it's about bringing ourselves back to the center and really understanding ourselves a little bit more so we can have, so we can better manage ourselves. And when we have better management of ourselves and our bodies and our actions, then we have better outcome in everything in life, and we actually see and view things differently. People view us differently. They see a woman who's empowered, who has self-control, who stands upright and erect and really has control of their own emotions and bodies, and they, because they understand themselves, and they can still have the piece of chocolate or drink the glass of wine, and you know, it's all about balance, basically. And Pilates is a perfect platform for providing balance and control into our lives, and I just kind of bring that into our the other areas in our life that run our emotional behavior and our minds that sometimes tend to get away from us because we don't take the time for ourselves. And a lot of time it's because of time constraints. We're too busy. So just a little bit more efficiency and really understanding yourself and taking the time to go there mentally, because we all have brains. We all have the capacity to understand ourselves, and we all have the intellect. We all have it. And sometimes that intellect is beaten down by maybe bad relationships or overwhelm. We're too overwhelmed to take care of ourselves. And I found that in my life, being in certain relationships and being in myself, being in certain environments and things that were sometimes ended up seeming out of control. I found that after training people and using this method of training people, because it actually makes you go there in order to see the results, and mm-hmm. then it's more effective in every day of your life because you're doing everything with more intent.
Yeah. We all have to get that balance that you talked about. Most of us struggle from that, and I know there's got to be a technique, there's got to be a secret that you can share during our time together that's going to assist those of us that are stuck in finding the balance and how we can move on and how we can make it happen. Because without it, we just seem to just get overwhelmed with whatever task at hand, whether it be losing weight, whether it be accomplishing any of our dream. If we don't have that proper balance, we get overwhelmed. And I think that's when we throw up our hands and say, I give up. I can't do this.
Definitely. We just kind of succumb and we throw the towel in.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, what that comes from is fear. And that is one of the underlying parts of our brains that takes up the most space is fear. And what comes from fear is a lack of self-confidence. And I think if we understand that and know that to be true scientifically,
mm-hmm.
It overrides the reasoning part of our brains. So to better able to control that emotional huge part of ourselves, which is fear. Sometimes we fear the unknown. What if we fear this? We fear that. So sometimes we cover up the fear by becoming unbalanced, by overdoing everything and not really taking care of ourselves. I think, you know, we need to really just sit back and think, you know, who are we? What are we about? What are we trying to accomplish? How do we go there? How do we get there?
Mm-hmm.
By really sitting down and taking a deep breath, breathing.
And releasing it.
releasing mm-hmm. it, breathing, inhale, exhale, relaxing the breath, mm-hmm. and that relaxes your body and it relaxes your mind, and it can relax your soul and really direct you into the areas of your life that you really need to pay attention to. And then we start setting, you know, correct priorities and goals and really staying true to who we really are. But we lose it. We lose it. And I think we lose it because we are fearful. I mean, that's a huge part of our brain that overcomes any reason and logic. So to be able to control that part of the brain is, you know, or the knowledge that we have the ability to control that part of the brain, number one, is probably the first thing that we need to do.
No, I agree with that. You know, we've heard that over and over, especially since the release of The Secret, even though most of us know that the real secret hasn't been a secret. It's just that a few of us are just getting tuned into what's going on. People like your friend and mine, Lisa Kidder, they've known The Secret for years, as Oprah says. Mm-hmm. And it talks about how important it is to realize, like you said, Kathleen, that you do have control. You do have control to do whatever you want. You have the control to make it happen. You just got to realize it. And once you realize it, you got to truly, truly believe it. And that's easier to say it than to do it for most people. Mm-hmm. Let's go back and talk about fear, because you brought up a very good point. And that really keeps us in that stuck mode, keeps us to where we procrastinate instead of actually taking the action steps we need to make things happen in our life, whether it's losing weight and, you know, getting more fit or whatever it is. But let's go back and kind of visit with you a little bit about some of the challenges that you faced in your life and some of the fears you've had to get past. Can you share that with us?
Oh, gee, sure. Where do you want me to start? Well, you know, when I was 19, I moved to New York on my own because I'm an adventurous spirit, and there wasn't really a lot of fear in that.
Mm-hmm.
Although being there in the city, working on Wall Street, working for 7 brokers, I think the way I've kind of overcome some of that fear and also some of the challenging marriages and relationships I've had because of my choices,
mm-hmm.
And that is also very fear-based. You know, I need somebody to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
I need, I want, if I find my knight in white and shiny armor, you know, he's going to be there for me and everything's going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is the way we're raised, you know. We were raised in an era to where our parents, you know, we were instilled a lot of thoughts and behaviors to where, you know, we were told certain things. So a lot of it has to do with how we were raised. But the thing that's true and the thing that is very important that we all should understand is that our minds produce between 300 and 1,000 thoughts per minute.
Wow.
And those are, that's a lot of thinking.
lots of thinking.
Very different than men.
No wonder we're so overwhelmed.
That's right. I mean, we're always thinking. Our mm-hmm. brains are just unbelievable computers. If we can change those thoughts that come to our mind every day and every minute, if we have a thought of fear, replace it immediately with a thought of something positive, something good, something that, you know, that we want in our lives, as opposed to focusing on what we don't want. And when we focus on what we don't want, we keep getting the same. We keep getting, and we wonder why we keep getting heavier or we keep getting those bad relationships. And I've realized that, you know, for some reason I didn't feel like I deserved to have a great guy or to have a body that I probably should have because how much I used to work out. And for some reason, I didn't feel like I deserved that because I was too inundated on the fear. And even if it was just going back to my childhood, those are strong messages that we live day to day. And it's really hard to change those patterns unless you really take a conscious, you know, choice to change those patterns and those thoughts. But overcoming that and realizing that is the first step. And replacing those negative thoughts with positive ones and inserting them. Being in abusive relationships and marriages, myself, being with men that had issues, addictions, and, you know, it was very hard for me being treated some of the ways that I was, you know, thrown against the wall or whatever it was. And I know that in my own way, it's not that I thought that I deserved that, but I just wanted everything to be okay, and I wanted I wanted everybody to be happy, and sometimes to the destruction of my own self.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of us find that, and we begin to settle. We're spending 90% of our time making sure others around us, whether it be our husband, our boyfriend, our children, just to keep relationships going well, we think we have to do everything someone else wants us to do and forget about what we really want.
That's true. We just need to take a minute and think about ourselves and it doesn't mean to be self-absorbed,
mm-hmm.
and I don't mean it that way, but we tend to think about others' feelings and emotions before ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's just part of our nature. That's part of being a woman. It's part of being female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were designed that way because we were designed to produce life, and that's just the way that's how our bodies and mind are structured. You know, that's just part of ourselves, but it's important for us to learn how to take that part of ourselves but at the same time take care of ourselves and not to let that fear override, because that fear part of our brain does override a lot of our logical thinking and reasoning capacities. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, knowing that and the knowledge of that is powerful, because then you begin to use that knowledge and that power. Knowledge is nothing unless you actually start using it and start making the changes that you need to, and realizing that people do operate most of the times out of fear. That's intrinsically what controls us. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when we were cavemen and then the men in the cavemen days, and it was a way to survive, you know, out of certain situations. It was the first thing that pops up. It keeps us out of the death-defying circumstances that, you know, we find ourselves in.
Yeah. Unfortunately. And you know what, I've got to say this, because I tell my listeners all the time, Kathleen, you know, when we get to be, you know, 45, you know, 50 and up, it's definitely okay to get a little bit self-absorbed, for sure,
mm-hmm.
because we've spent most of our life by that time doing things that are for other people. And a lot of us, you know, are living to be in our 90s and 100s, but a lot of us, sadly, are dying in our 60s and early 70s. So how many more years are we going to put off doing what we want to do?
Exactly.
It's our time to shine. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it. Kids, I love you. Husband, I love you. It's okay for me to put me first.
Yeah.
You mentioned a word that stood out a minute ago, and that was change. We've heard a lot about the word change lately in the elections. President-elect Obama says people are hungry for a change. I know you have some personal thoughts on that. Share that with the listeners.
Well, you know, change is sometimes very uncomfortable because we're very used to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for a lot of us because we have to do things differently. And we have to, number one, be willing to do things differently ourselves. And I know this country is very much in need of a change. But I believe, and I think we all know, that change starts with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to promote any change with the economy, with our emotional status, we have to really start dealing with the things that we have control over, and that is ourselves.
Well, you said a mouthful right there. As our creator and producer, Tyler Perry, says, hallelujah.
I like that.
But with the things that's going on with the economy and, you know, going back to fear, the fear that people have with the recession word and, you know, okay, people are, believe it or not, sadly, are starting to eat more. You know, because that always makes us feel good instead of facing what's in front of us, facing, okay, we might be we are in a recession, things are looking bad, but I need to make some choices, as you mentioned. I need to make some changes. I need to find a balance between the two. Everything that you're mentioning, instead of facing that, you know, everybody's going back to, not everybody, but lots of people are going back to the old, oh, I'm just going to get comfortable and just accept whatever it is. Let me go eat a piece of cake.
Exactly.
We got to get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, face the fear. Realize I have to change some choices. In some cases, I may have to make some choices because, you know, some of us have procrastinated and shied away from that. And I have to get, you know, face the fact that there's going to be changes. There's going to be changes good, and there's going to be changes that are bad. You know, but going back to what you talked about earlier, control. I have the control. Yeah, I don't have to buy in that this recession is going to affect me and my family, because I'm going to make different choices,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to take control. So I think that all the things that you have said are very, very important. And I want to move on now to some answers about taking balance and control into our everyday area of our life and starting from the inside and out and make those changes. So let's talk about that, Kathleen. Help. We need you, darling. Give us your secrets. We want to know.
Yeah. Well, I think the number one is that we have to be okay with feeling uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We have to first know that change requires feeling a little bit uncomfortable for a while. It's how any golfer becomes a better golfer. It's how, you know, he has to change his strokes. It's how any athlete, they change something, some part of their regime in order to become better. You have to retrain those muscles that haven't been used. So at first it's realizing that, are you ready to actually be uncomfortable? And you have to be able to feel uncomfortable. And a lot of times fear of the unknown makes us not want to go there. But you have to have the confidence and know that you can just by your mere thoughts. For one, that's what I try to focus on. I try to notice that it's okay to feel uncomfortable because it requires that to make any changes in life. Number two, understanding yourself, your moods, your body. Why do you feel this way? You know, do I wait and let somebody else examine me, you know, my head or my body, and let them tell me what they want me to know? Or is it something that I can actually, you know, figure out myself? Why am I, you know, eating this? You know, I'm feeling a little full, but I keep eating. What's up with that, you know? And a lot of it is because we're used to it. We're used to that feeling of being full. And then, but if you actually try to go deep down inside your gut, your belly, and you focus on some of the things that's required to move your body efficiently from the inside, from your core, from the part that is you, moving yourself from who you really are, you know, have a platform from who and where you are. So it's just really a lot about accepting yourself, changing the things that you know you can change because, you know, please, I mean, how many times have I tried to change my exes, wanting them to do things or wanting other people to do things, and it's like beating your head up against a wall and then finally realizing that, you know, I'm the only one that I can change here. I'm the only one. And unless and until I start making some changes myself, things around me are not going to change. And I found that by just changing myself, my beliefs, my attitudes, my own the things that I can manage in my life, the way I come across, the way I relate, the way I, you know, talk to people, listening and trying to understand people more than to be understood. You know, we're so caught up in trying to get our own point across. I think, you know, that's helped me as far as getting me to the places where I need to go. But it's really about making that choice to be able to feel uncomfortable for a little while. But know that, you know, it's just that's how things work and that's how things changes are made, by that uncomfortable feeling and being okay to go there and not fearing what the future has. Because the future has there's so many wonderful and beautiful things in this life that we can't enjoy because we're so indoctrined into a certain way of moving or eating or whatever it is that we're into, and it just because it feels comfortable. And then we're unhappy with where we are. Why? Because it's something that we've been so used to. We've been conditioned for so long. So we just have to kind of know that you got to feel a little uncomfortable, and it's okay.
It
takes you to the next place.
Mm-hmm.
And that next place is so much better than where we've been.
Get out of that comfort zone.
Oh, exactly.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Many of us.
And replacing certain habits with positive habits, one by one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to change everything overnight.
One step at a time, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes our feelings of trying to, put everybody else's feelings and emotions before our own, like you said, Raven, being self-absorbed, and sometimes it requires, boom, all right, I'm going to focus on me and only me. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
If it takes that, then that's what we need to do. Because we've been helping everybody else and not ourselves for such a long time that sometimes we have to just make a major shift in our attitude.
And making that major shift is not that hard. All of us need to realize it's not that it's a hard task, it's just that it's a task and you have to begin it and begin it now and not put it off. And that's why, you know, having this DVD that you've created, Pilates and Chakra, having this is a good idea for you, because it's not just talking about what you need to do with your body. It's talking about what you need to do within. As you said, Kathleen, it starts within. You're listening to Women Power Talk Radio, the show that's designed with the boomer woman in mind and the man who loves them. My name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show. We're going to take a quick second for a commercial break. Back right after this.
It is no secret that improving your credit can help improve your life. 50 Ways to Love Your FICO is an instantly downloadable book that will show you how to improve your FICO credit score so that you can better qualify for loans, save money, reduce credit card interest, and help you feel more secure in these troubled financial times. Go to www.love-your-fico.com and get the book that will help you become a credit survivor in 2009.
How would you like to have a sexy new body that is absolutely captivating? A posture that will exude self-confidence and still be able to eat your chocolate? Pilates and chocolate, taking balance and control into every area of your life, starting from the inside out. Hi, I'm Kathleen Pagnini. In this new DVD, learn the techniques that you can use in every day of your life, from sitting at a computer, driving your car, or even shopping. It's about you, the real you that is screaming to come out. It will help you build on your strengths, master and control your cravings while you sculpt and reform your body in less time with better results. Pilates and chocolate, a new body, a new awareness, and a sweet life. La Dolce Vita. PilatesandChocolate.com. Appropriate for all ages.
You're listening to Raven, the talk show made on Women Talk Radio.
Women Power!
We are visiting with Kathleen Pagnini, motivational speaker, author, and fitness expert. Her new DVD is called Pilates and Chocolate. Eat, workout, and play. I like that. Kathleen says Pilates help you overachieve an overall healthy lifestyle, using mind and body to fulfill our potential. It's what drives us and restores our passion. Is it really?
Oh, yes.
Why is that?
Well, because you have to want to believe that you can make some changes, and once you do, you start exuding this self-confidence, and when you start exuding this natural self-confidence within your whole body and your posture, then you start actually, when you see your body standing up tall, you start actually believing that you have it. And I think that a lot of people experience that first by their posture improving. They start feeling better about themselves. And when you start feeling better about yourselves, you know that everything in your life is affected, from your work to your relationships.
Oh, yeah, we've heard that from expert after expert after expert. Correct. Now, your new DVD, Pilates and Chocolate, that's something we want to talk about now, because I'm going to tell you now, I know the listeners are just like me. You know, they're facing the holiday, going back to fear. Our fear is, how are we going to get past them? Cakes and pies and cookies staring at us everywhere. We can't get past it. But still, I've got this dynamic dress I have my eyes on, a dress I bought 2 years ago to wear, and I still haven't been able to fit in it. How can we get ready to tone our bodies, get ourselves fit enough to get through the holidays and wear what we want to wear and pass by all those desserts or learn how to eat a little? Can you help us out there? That's a lot in one question.
Well, sure. The DVD actually starts out with a little bit of an inspiration and motivational type of, let's go. You can make the changes you want. And that's actually always good to hear each day and every time you put it on. And then it goes into some secrets that is implemented in moving more efficiently. And when you do it, not only the 23-minute workout, but it includes a warm-up as well. But as you learn the techniques in order to move, you take those techniques with you each day, which it's kind of like you're working out, but you're not, because you're moving in such a way that your muscles are working with your bones, because you've structured and you have the knowledge on the placement of your body when you move in certain directions. So just in that in itself, it's, you know, you're kind of doing Pilates all day long. So it's not just a workout and then you turn it off and then you go about your day. You're thinking about it always. It's always on your mind. Let's see, I've got to, correct my posture, and I'm going to, do this, and I'm going to turn around this way, and I'm going to lift this overhead, but I'm going to use these muscles, and, so it's something that you take with you, and you're actually doing the Pilates technique in everything you do, which, as you go from each, day to day, you start moving differently.
Mm-hmm.
You start looking differently, and it's kind of like you're doing a light workout all day long in everything that you're doing because you're thinking about your movement. You're moving with intent, and you're moving with intelligence, and you're moving more gracefully, and in that, in itself can make you, can help get you out of that point to where you think that, oh no, what am I going to do now? The DVD is over now. What do I do? No, you just kind of bring that into everything. And I also even ended with a chocolate recipe demonstrated by a friend of mine who's a chef at the Scottsdale Culinary Institute here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we just play with chocolate. Here's a fun chocolate recipe. Taking it into your workout, taking it into your life, food, living, loving, balance, laughter. I ended with some bloopers. Because that's what it is. It's about laughing. It's about enjoying. And when you have a life and you can start today, right now, by having more of that in your life and implementing that, what that does is it increases other enzymes into your brain and helps you control those things that you need more control over.
Mm-hmm.
Helps you feel better. You start right away in every area of your life. You start thinking, making different choices, thinking differently about yourself and how you move.
Yeah. I like what your video talks about, your DVD talks about it. It mentions your five secrets, I think, on being a sexier you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us real quickly what those five secrets are.
Well.
We're not going to let you leave without the
secrets. Actually, the secrets are a technique that you use in order to have great posture in whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the placement of your rib cage, and it's a physical placement of your body and your bones that you learn. So it's about 5 to 7 minutes long,
mm-hmm.
and just by not knowing those secrets, which are the correct way to breathe, if you breathe more three-dimensionally throughout the whole rib cage as opposed to breathing through your belly in and out to where you're constantly pooching your belly up and down, that's going to cause some issues with your low back and you're not going to be as effective in your cardio workouts.
Mm.
So the breathing, rib cage placement, how you move your neck and head, your pelvis placement, and I talk about the pelvic floor, which is very crucial and important to all of us and carries into all areas of our life. And that's that group of muscles down there that we use in day to day in our relationships in life, and as we get older, that's kind of like the hammock of our bodies. And if we don't have strong control to in our pelvis region and how it relates to the rest of our spine and how we hold ourselves, then we don't have the right movement patterns in each day. So it really kind of those are the main secrets. I'm very technical in how I teach people how to move with their bodies. But, again, you have to want to go there and want to make that change and do things properly instead of doing, 3 hours of workout and not getting the results that you want.
Mm-hmm. And wondering why.
It's because of your form or, mm-hmm. Our form is incorrect. And, and I think the form is very important. It goes through in everything in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We have a correct form. We have the correct thought process, we have the correct reality that we're dealing with, that takes us many places with less time and better results. I mean, who wants to work out for 3 hours a day?
Not me.
I don't either.
Not me, boy. Just the thought of that makes me want to curl up with a Twinkie. And yes, I'm mad at myself afterwards, too. Truly mad at myself, for sure. Most controversial aspect of your message would be what, Kathleen?
Well, actually, I address the way we live in denial, and we try to numb ourselves, numb our pain,
mm-hmm.
because we're afraid to know who we are and what we're about. I had a hard time for a long time looking in the mirror and smiling at myself or looking into my eyes. I had a hard time looking into my own eyes, and I wondered why. And that's when I was about 15 to 20 pounds heavier than I am now.
Hmm.
And I was still in fitness. I was teaching many classes. I was personal training and But at the same time, I was doing all this, but I didn't understand why I couldn't look at myself and look in my eyes and look in my face and watch myself smile. And I'm still working on that, and that's something that, you know, we teach what we need to learn, and I know I'm still learning. I'm not, you know, perfect in every area. I'm still trying. I'm still going there. But I think the most controversial part of this is that how we live. We live in denial, not wanting to know ourselves. Why are we afraid to know who we really are, what we're about?
Yeah.
You know why? Because what? Then we're going to have to take ownership and accountable mm-hmm. for our thoughts and actions.
We may have to change some things.
We may have to change
some
things. Exactly. Make different choices.
Get past some fears, all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. What do you feel are the specific problems or challenges that you find boomer women face in our midlife that you feel your DVD of Pilates and Chocolate can solve for us?
I think probably how we feel about ourselves, number one. There's a lack of self-confidence
mm-hmm.
in our age group.
Yeah.
And it's because we've been taking care of everything and everybody else for so
yeah.
long.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been working and trying to raise, you know,
mm-hmm.
single parenting. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's just about feeling better about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the challenge. How do we feel better about ourselves? And I try to look at my clients and look at the people that I work with and find, because I see the specialness in them. I see the light in them. I see the light in their eyes, even though they don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, to look for that light, that specialness in the person that we're with, whether it's a girlfriend or a relationship or, you know, in our children, look for that specialness and bring it out to help them see that specialness. And I think knowing, you know, and by others telling you or and try to help you bring those strengths out can help can help diminish some of the things that you've been focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things
Absolutely.
That we focus on. Oh, I'm too fat here. What do I do with this?
Yeah.
No,
we're
look at the qualities. Look at the beautiful part of you. Mm-hmm. There's a beautiful part in every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just self-acceptance. And I think that's what I see mostly is women in our age group, we have a hard time, you know, accepting ourselves. You know, we've been used to a certain way of living in life that we haven't really taken the chance to, if we took some time and really looked at ourselves and looked in our eyes and looked at our beautifulness in whatever way, shape, or form we are in currently and accepted ourselves for that, then we can, there's room for change at that point. Then once we accept ourselves, then we can make some changes. You know, I accept this about myself. Now let's see, what can I control and how can I make a change if I want to?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And how can I make it quick, fast, and in a hurry?
Exactly.
Because time is going fast. Back with more with Kathleen Pegnini, the creator of the fantastic video that everybody's talking about. You got to go get it, Pilates and Chocolate. You're listening to the new Women Power Talk Radio, the show that celebrates all women over 40, 50, 60. Go for your dreams and visions no matter what, because life is just beginning and the best is yet to come. So don't ever give up on your dreams and visions. Back with more right after this commercial break. Don't you go nowhere.
You're listening to Raven, the talk show made on Women Talk Radio.
Women Power!
She came into the world as a ward of the state. Today, she is an accomplished star of film and television. She delivers a touching tribute to the amazing women who raised her and to the foster care system that made it possible. I was never meant to be raised by one mother, but by many. Victoria Rowell. What the critics are saying about the women who raised me. Rowell salutes her female mentors. The memoir, An Account of Rowell's Childhood in the Foster Care System and Beyond, is a testament to the women who guided her from birth. Miami Herald. The Women Who Raised Me, a memoir by Victoria Rowell. Now available in paperback from the Amistad Division on HarperCollins. Pick up a copy from your local bookstore or order from Amazon.com.
Would you like to learn about the 9 simple and very easy ways to turn any telephone at home or office into a cash cow? That's right. I'm talking about making money using your telephone. Got your attention yet? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to discover how to attract new customers, no matter what business you're in. With this program, you can also expect to learn how to properly cold call, how to plan an effective teleseminar, how to create an ebook right on the telephone, how to create an income podcasting, how to raise funds right through micro telefundraisers, how to plan speaking engagements right on the phone, and so much more. Why are you still sitting there? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to take advantage of a very limited time offer. Don't have a computer? Call 800-431-0842. That's 800-431-0842.
It's time for our Boomer Diva Reporter. Take it away, Leanne.
Hey, Raven. Leanne Price here, Boomer Diva Reporter from Beantown, otherwise known as Boston, Massachusetts. Today, I'm talking about feeling pretty. You know, we all know that beauty is on the inside, but hey, people aren't looking at your insides. So your outside has to match up with that beautiful you. Let's start at the top with your face. Your eyebrows. If they're too thin, fill them in. If they're too full, either pluck them or wax them. Next, your eyes. Neutral eye color works the best. Never, ever, ever blue, because it brings out those circles under the eyes, and we don't want that. And mascara, don't pile it on. 2 coats, max. Cheeks. Blush color, soft, and only put it on the cheekbone. Lips. The older we get, the lighter and softer the lip color. Use a nude color lip pencil. Color your lips in completely. And just top with a light sheer gloss or one tinted ever so slightly in coral or brown. Remember that less is more. You can find me at LeannePrice.com. With that, it's back to you, Raven.
All right, everyone, we are back to the close of our show now, and we are speaking with Kathleen Pagnini here today talking to us about how we can get control and balance in our life and make better choices, learn how to have that fit body, but also learn how to be, I guess you could say, more fit inside, because, like you said, it begins within. And you talked about the brain. What was the numbers on that again?
300 to 1,000 thoughts per minute that we all produce.
That's a lot. Your website clearly states using mind and body to fulfill our potential is what drives us and restores our passion. But we got to begin it. And as the experts always say, begin with the end in mind. If we don't begin that process, we're never going to create any of the dreams that we have. Before we close out, share with the listeners how they can get past the cakes and pies and the struggle of it.
Understand why you're eating all of the cakes and all the pies.
So for the holiday, your suggestion would be what?
Still eat the cakes and pies, but watch the amount that you eat and why you're eating maybe 10 of each, as opposed to maybe tasting it or one of each.
Right. Drink a cup of hot chocolate before, because I think I read or heard on your video you talked about that it will fill you up, right?
Can actually diminish your appetite, a cup of hot chocolate before meals.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Okay, now, what tips can you give that will help us fit into that perfect outfit for the holiday?
Probably start by standing up taller, lifting from your chest, not squeezing your shoulder blades together. That's just certain basic techniques.
Okay.
Also, nibble. Nibble throughout the day. Keep that energy level up. When you nibble, the more you nibble, the more you burn calories. You'll burn 15% more calories the more you start that engine in your car, in your body.
Suggested things to nibble on?
Almonds, fruit, some healthy things, not a lot of sweets. Try to stay away from the starchy white sugars and salts. Just anything in its most natural states are the best things, maybe a handful of something. Just to keep that metabolism sustained.
Don't tell yourself you're going to lose 20 pounds by Christmas Eve or whenever that party is, or New Year's Eve. Tell yourself, I'm going to lose, just say, 2 pounds a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your brain can accept,
right.
I can lose 2 pounds, where it's, whoa, 20 pounds, how am I going to lose that? So just think 2 pounds. 2 pounds can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Because what we're actually trying to do is modify our behavior, and when we go to the extreme and we don't eat for a week and we lose 10 pounds, that just always ends up coming back because we haven't actually ultimately changed our behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 pounds, 1 to 2 pounds a week, and being okay with that and saying, you know what, I'm making some changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take me some time, but I'm going there, you know, and that's where it starts.
Yeah, that's where it starts. The point is, just get started.
Exactly.
Final question, with so much stuff being out there, and oh my goodness, there's so much stuff out there, Kathleen. I'm sure you got to agree yourself, but I got to ask you, what are the newest breakthrough ideas about your DVD, Pilates and Chocolate, that you feel women facing midlife have not heard before?
I think to reintroduce Pilates as a whole body and mind experience in order to make the necessary changes within ourselves and to become our true potential. It's an exercise technique, and it focuses on you, the real you that's screaming to come out in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the you that wants that strong body that you've dreamed about and the personality that we all have that exudes self-confidence. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it's about feeding our spirit as we work, as we eat, as we play, laugh, love, everything. And doing all this in balance will allow you to have the great body and persona with efficiency. Efficiency is key here. We want better results in less time. And we still want to eat our chocolate.
Absolutely.
It's important to be in control, mm-hmm. not the food in control or somebody else's values or personalities, but you're in control. And really to understand that. So it'll lead you to an enhanced and balanced lifestyle that your body will naturally mirror without completely avoiding the things that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Just learning how to manage yourself and enjoy the things that you love. You know, slow down. Take time to know yourself. You know, take time to know how you breathe. What's the correct way to you? Where should your shoulders be?
Going back to one of your top secrets there, huh?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Absolutely. Tell us about your video as we close out the show.
All right. You can go to www.pilatesandchocolate.com. You can order it there, and there's a little clip on there of the actual exercise. You can also go to amazon.com. It's being sold on there as well. So there's a couple options for them.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Kathleen, for coming in and sharing with us on Women Power Talk Radio, being our unstoppable woman of power. We appreciate you much.
Thank you very much, Raven.
I'm going to close out the show with something that I read in my good friend, Lisa Kidder, and your friend as well, Kathleen, her book, Posture Up. A great affirmation, I think, that ties in perfectly with what Kathleen's message was today, and that is, have the ability to create new beginnings every day of my life. So start saying, I have the ability to create new beginnings every day of my life. And as Kathleen Pagniti says, if you begin to learn how to take that balance and control and use it in every area of your life, you can't help but win. Right, Kathleen?
That's right.
Pilates and chocolate. Eat, work out, and play. Check her out, Kathleen Pagniti. Go to pilatesandchocolate.com. Scroll down. You'll see her laying down. Love that scenery.
It's
beautiful. It's very relaxing. And check out the demo and then pick up your copy today. Kathleen, thank you. We look forward to you coming back in 2009 because I know we're going to need some more help.
Thanks, Ray. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Women Power Talk Radio, www.womenpower-radio.com, designed for the boomer woman and the men who love them. We'll see you next week with another unstoppable woman of power. This is Raven Blair Davis signing off. God bless, and remember, don't ever let anyone keep you from your dreams and your visions. You can do it. You are worth it, my friend. So go out there and make it happen.
You unstoppable woman, it's your time to shine. Women, turn your life around. Girl, you got the power, there's no you can't achieve. Can't nobody stop you if you believe. Women power, yeah, yeah. No, you can't achieve.
Women Power Talk Radio theme song created and produced by Chuck Nice Productions, CEO Chuck Jones, sung by artist Annette Trina. This is copyrighted and cannot be duplicated.
How would you like to have a sexy new body that is absolutely captivating? A posture that will exude self-confidence and still be able to eat your chocolate? Pilates and chocolate. Taking balance and control into every area of your life, starting from the inside out. Hi, I'm Kathleen Pagnini. In this new DVD, learn the techniques that you can use in every day of your life, from sitting at a computer, driving your car, or even shopping. It's about you, the real you that is screaming to come out. It will help you build on your strengths, master and control your cravings, while you sculpt and reform your body in less time with better results. Pilates and chocolate, a new body, a new awareness, and a sweet life. La Dolce Vita, PilatesandChocolate.com, appropriate for all ages.